from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick. California's changing climate will have a range of impacts, but nowhere more than in farm country. KQED's science unit has teamed up with the Center for Investigative Reporting to see how the Golden State's $30 billion agriculture industry is weathering the changes. Speaking with KQED science editor Craig Miller, the center's Mark Shapiro talked about how rising temperatures are affecting some of the state's most important crops.
Yeah, I mean, let's remember, farmers are the ones who experience climate change most directly of all of us. So the extraordinary heat that has been really the volatility of the heat when it's showing up at different times has had a major impact on the types of crops that are being grown.
Yeah, I think a lot of people they think about the nice, warm, consistent growing climate that California has. But I think what a lot of people don't realize is that crops, many of them need some relief from that warmth and heat in order to develop properly, right?
Yes, that was what interesting. And I certainly didn't expect that when I started reporting, was to find out that, for example, cherries are extremely sensitive to climactic conditions, and they need to get cold during the wintertime so they can kind of hibernate and preserve their energy for when they blossom. Well, we've been seeing less of that chill factor here in the state of California. We've also been seeing less fog, and the
inland areas.
In the inland areas, you know, we're talking about these. We're talking here about the Central Valley, and so you've seen really pretty significant drop-offs in cherry production.
And also interesting are some of the indirect effects of temperatures on crops, such as what we turned up in our reporting on a tiny little bug called the psyllid, which is making its home in California's potato and tomato fields and can do enormous damage, as John Trumbull, an entomologist at UC Riverside, told us.
Losses in San Diego County alone were about 85% of total productivity in 2004-2005. The losses were substantial. They were so large in Mexico, in Baja, Mexico in particular, that they began planting the tomatoes instead of in these large thousands of acre fields, but they started producing them inside of screenhouses.
What are these bugs that come from are more accustomed to warmer climate somewhere else in the world? Or what's
the psyllids have always been in California at least part-time. It would move up from Mexico. In the case of California, they're coming from Baja, basically. They would move into California during the summer season and then retreat during the winters. But researchers at UC Riverside found just a few years ago, all of a sudden, they're not retreating anymore. They're staying over the winter. And because they're staying here during the winter, they can get started a lot earlier and do a lot more damage, and they're being found farther and farther north all the time. They've been found in Northern California and even up in Idaho, which, of course, is, you know, big-time potato country. And I think we all know that there's water is becoming an issue, a bigger and bigger issue in California, particularly for agriculture. But there's this interesting connection with salt as well. Talk about that.
Right. Remember, the Central Valley is built on top of what used to be the ocean. And this is like 2 million years ago.
Right.
Like you go surfing in Modesto.
Right.
So so that salt rests deeply inside the aquifer. All those years of pumping groundwater has brought huge amounts of salt to the surface, which they used to drain with water. So number one, you have an increasing problem with salt, and you have farmers who are utilizing water with salt that is actually hurting their plants. So we talk about that in the documentary. We show farmers whose crops have been directly impacted
almonds
by salt.
Almonds in particular.
Almonds.
Another
almonds,
huge
very
crop.
Significantly, yeah. And two, you have the rising sea level. So remember, climate change, rising sea level could be as much as a foot and a half by 2050, according to the National Academy of Sciences. And all that salt water coming into the delta.
Pushing back on it, basically.
Exactly. What you've got is the state of California now is committing huge amounts of its fresh water, that precious fresh water, the water that does come out of the mountains, is used to actually push back the salt water in the Sacramento Delta to prevent it from coming down into the Central Valley. And so as a result, you have two things happening with water. One, less is falling as snow, so it's not reserved in the mountains as in a big reservoir. And two, huge amounts of that fresh water is needed to hold back the rising sea.
Did you get the sense in your reporting that there are solutions out there for these problems or not yet?
Good question. I mean, basically, look, the overall solution is going to be to slow the rate of climate change.
Right.
That is the overall big solution that you cannot get around.
It's reducing the carbon footprint.
Reducing the carbon footprint. Short of that, you have scientists who are trying to develop new crop varieties that are resistant, more resistant to salt, more resistant to heat, don't need as much chill. And these are efforts. We visited one of the nurseries. I know you've talked to some of the scientists who are involved in that on the pest
department. Right, doing
department.
The same thing on the pest side.
Yeah. So we're trying. They're trying very hard to kind of adapt to this circumstance. We'll see how effective that is, really.
That's reporter Mark Shapiro talking with KQED science editor Craig Miller. Heat and Harvest, a documentary, premieres this Friday evening on KQED TV. And you can see everything from the multimedia project as it unfolds on our website, kqed.org/heatandharvest.
Support for Quest and KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Wincote Foundation, and the Amgen Foundation.